This is the first time we had been to any American families. Manners in India and manners, Western manners, are different. Mm-hmm. In India, you don't necessarily say enchanté or good evening or put your hand out. You, especially children, are not taught those manners. And there's no such thing as table manners. Because in India, when we were growing up, we sat on the floor. There was a wooden platform. There was a plate. And, you know, kids were always asked to eat first. They had special treatment. And the parents or whoever the ladies of the house is, they would just put food on the table. And you would eat with your hands. And the biggest part of the manners in India is you only get your fingers dirty. You don't get the palm dirty. So mm-hmm. And you always reach for something with your left hand and not your right. But we had never used silverware in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think the only time we knew about any kind of silverware was we knew a spoon for ice cream mm-hmm. or something. But everything else was eaten with the hands. And so we really... It was funny that when we first sat down at the table, it was beautifully laid out, elegant table with a chandelier and centerpiece, and in some ways I think we were all intimidated. Mm-hmm. But they were not at all judgmental about, you know, about our manners or anything else. And we watched what other people were doing, especially my mother. She was watching all the time to see which knife you use, or when you use the knife, when you use the fork and spoon, etc. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. She made it fun. She had some ice cream that was shaped like a Santa or some object, which was really nice. We enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. So it was I'm sure a nice evening.
So you actually used the silverware that night?
Yes, we did. And then after coming to this country, we had forks and spoons and everything. It's just with Indian food, it was always the hands. Mm-hmm. But little by little, we did get accustomed to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the transition happened. Uh-huh.